Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are now going to be chatting to Anton Ossip, who is the CEO of Discovery Insure. Good afternoon, Anton.
Good afternoon, Gary. Hope you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear. How are you this afternoon?
Very good, and yourself?
Well, thank you. So, Anton, this week Discovery Insure launched its Fire Force, two fully equipped fire engines carrying the trademark Blue Discovery branding, plus a number of rapid response vehicles. So that should make the experience of a fire very different for Discovery Insure customers as opposed to those relying on the city, which we all know is having major problems, obviously, with fire services. So can you please just give us the background? What is sort of what? Why did Discovery do this? And how does it impact, obviously, people who are not members, people who do not belong to Discovery? What can they do now? How can they use the service? Are they still reliant on the old city service?
Yeah, so firstly, I guess the background is, as an insurance company, we've, fire is always top of mind for us. You know, forever we have obviously fire claims, some of them quite significant. And very often it puts life at risk. And we've had some really tragic situations over the last sort of 11 years we've been in business. So fire is always top of mind. Secondly, our value proposition, our core purpose, is to make people healthier and enhance and protect their lives. You know, we've done that right across our organization for 30 years. So whether it's, vaccinating the public or fixing roads through our pothole patrol program or encouraging people to drive better, you know, all of that has the same sort of hallmark, which is, how do we keep people safer? How do we look after life and how do we look after assets? So when we came across this opportunity to work with an organization called Advanced EMS to put effectively a fire solution on the, on the table for our customers, we obviously jumped at the opportunity. This doesn't obviously not take away anything from what's already out there, the supplements and adds to it. And from our perspective, we want to make sure our clients are absolutely as safe as possible and have all the assets available to them to keep them safe. This has been developed as a private fire service and is kind of set up as such, and therefore, can look after Discovery customers. It's not a sort of a public service available, as a public service, although we are in discussions with various sort of elements of government to see, how we can extend it, because what we wouldn't want to ever do is drive past a fire and ignore it and not do anything about it because it's not a Discovery client. We will do anything we can to save life. And, we always will work with anyone that wants us to work with them to put out the fire, even if it's sort of wider than our base. But, I've got to say that it has been set up and primarily is for Discovery Insure customers. So, both individual and as commercial customers.
It's such a great initiative. It really is. So leads to the next question, obviously, what happens to those that are people that are not Discovery customers? So what happens in the event of a home fire or a factory fire? Could they still access this?
Look, there are other services out there. Obviously, there's municipal services. There are other services around communities that have been set up to help people. So, this service we would be called on potentially by municipal services. They might ask us to assist, or, obviously if we are aware of it and we can respond, we'll respond. I mean, it's a gray area in terms of, we can't respond to members of the public that's not, within the base, because this is a private service.
Absolutely. That's what I was just thinking. But I mean, if there is a fire, a household fire or something, I mean, are you not obliged to have to respond, regardless?
That's where I say the grey area comes in. Ethically, I feel we are, but there are sort of rules and regulations and things in place. But as I say, we are talking to the various sort of areas of government to see how we can work together and make this collaborative across everyone.
In your release, you say that with the obviously two fully equipped fire engines plus a number of rapid response vehicles. What do you mean by rapid response vehicles?
So two types. So the one is a van, effectively. So it's a van that's got equipment in it that's able to pump water at a very, very high at high pressure. So it can use, I've been told, even a sort of a hose pipe, a normal sort of garden hose pipe, and convert it into very high pressure, like haze effectively, or the ability to spray very, very quickly in a short space of time, and can be quite useful to knock out a small fire or a one-room fire, at least hold it back. until such time as the big pumper arrives, because it's a bigger truck. It's obviously going to take longer to get to a fire. So it's getting quickly to the fire, being able to deal with rescuing people potentially out of the burning building or the burning house, you know, being able to contain the fire until such time as the bigger truck arrives. We've also got in the fleet motorbikes, obviously that doesn't have heavy equipment on it for obvious reasons, but, you know, useful to get to the fire as soon as possible through traffic and be able to rescue potentially someone from the fire or motor vehicle. It doesn't only, you know, apply to residential risks. It also applies to someone in a vehicle that's caught alight or being in a big accident where there's a need for emergency services.
So Fire Force, could they sort of extend to basic first aid services as well?
They are well-trained. So the team that we have, it's over 100 firefighters across the different subsidiaries of Advanced EMS, and will be used, part of them will be used for Fire Force at any point in time. But they're very well-trained, both on fire and obviously basic, you know, life-saving techniques. Yeah. So they have to have that sort of basic level of training.
Well, that's very reassuring, I must admit. So as regards to the Discovery customers, which areas do you sort of serve? Who sort of will be... You know, who can actually sort of sign up? I mean, which Discovery customers could benefit from this? What areas?
So we've tried to extend it really across Johannesburg. So there's a map, I think, is available online, but otherwise we can send the map to you and you can post it, that shows kind of the suburbs where we'll have the ability to get to there on a quick response basis. But it's pretty much most of sort of Johannesburg. There are 8 places where there will be vehicles available, either the blue branded Discovery Insure vehicles or the wider network that's part of the group that we're operating with. So we'll be able to get to a large part of Joburg in one way or another. But, all the northern suburbs that probably many of your listeners are coming from or listening from, we should be able to get there very, very quickly. You know, right now the two blue vehicles are stationed, one in Rosebank and one in Waterfall, so sort of covering the northern sort of part of Johannesburg. So it's quite wide, and there's 6 other places, you know, from Ramberg, CBD, right across, I think there's one in Linden, so sort of right across Johannesburg.
But I guess if you are a Discovery customer, you're not sort of too worried about out of the range or something. You're going to phone and say help regardless.
Exactly, and if it takes a little bit longer, and you'll probably phone, quite frankly, you'll phone all services available to you. You'll phone municipal services, Discovery Insure, you'll phone anyone that will pick up the phone and try to get as many people to come out to you while your house is burning down. Because, you know, sometimes just one will be able to get there quicker than the next.
Yeah. Do you think this is the first step to privatization within the fire services?
I don't think so. I mean, I think there's a big need for obviously municipal services right across the board, with fire, whether it's, you know, policing, whether it's a medical emergency. You know, private medical ambulance services have been in existence for many, many years, and it doesn't remove the need for municipal-based services as well. And the same is really true right across, you know, all sort of areas of government, and not only in South Africa, but also globally. You know, you may not know, but in the US, there's private fire services as well that work together with insurance companies and the state to assist them, particularly insured houses. I mean, in California, there's a number of those sort of services that are in existence. In other parts of the country, it exists. So I don't think people should read into it to say that this is kind of the end of municipal fire services. This is over and above. I mean, you can't have enough. When fires happen, you want to have as many vehicles as possible, and you want to get there as soon as possible.
I think that's such a relevant point, that, yeah, absolutely. And lastly, plans to extend the service into South Africa as a whole, or is it going to, do you want to sort of focus on Joburg only at this stage?
Yeah, Joburg was obviously chosen because a large portion of our client base is in Joburg. Right. So it obviously makes sense to start in Joburg. But as we see how it works and hopefully the success of it comes through, we'll obviously contemplate whether it's worth expanding into other areas.
It's such a great initiative. And I think obviously it's got the trademark Blue Discovery branding. So I think we need to look out for them. And it really is. So this is up and running and actually working now. And the call center is up.
It's up and running, so it works through the Discovery call center that's been in existence for 4 or 5 years. We have a 24-hour call center that deals with stolen vehicles, you know, reaches out to customers that have been in an accident. You know, if your geyser's burst, you know, or you locked your keys in the car, it's right across all sorts of emergencies, from big or small, we run this call center. So we've just added this on as an additional service. So, you know, absolutely competent individuals running this call center 4 shifts a day. And they effectively will take the first call and be able to then send out the responder depending on what's required. We had our first call out today. So some people sent me pictures of the blue fire engine sort of, wonderful, you know, streaming down Rivoni Road on the way to a flat. I think that was on fire. So it really is operational. And, you know, blue fire engines is what we think is the norm.
It's a new norm. Anton,
I think all fire engines should be blue.
Anton Ossop, CEO of Discovery Insure, thank you for your time. And what a lovely initiative. And may it just carry on in all strengths. And thank you so much.